You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? But how do you, or how do we interpret the signs of the time? What lens do we use in order to understand the teachings or to understand the things or situations that are happening in the world, in our country, or in our church? With the many issues that divide us, our country, or even the church, where do we seek clarity and genuine understanding? Do we seek clarity and genuine understanding through the lens of faith, especially through the guidance of the scriptures and the traditions of the church? And this requires very serious and humble discernment, which is always rooted in our own prayer life, our spiritual life. Our prayer life is really the foundation of discernment. If we want to understand God's will and the signs of the time, we always have to begin with an attitude of prayer, a humble recognition that I have to put aside first my personal opinions and ideologies and be taught by the gospel and by the faith. The rule and the light of faith must always prevail in the end when it comes to the many social issues that we are so passionate about. And you know, in the hierarchy of importance, in the hierarchy of truth, good, and values, the most preeminent and the number one consideration is human life. Without it, all the other rights of the human person are really nothing if there's no respect for human life. And this month especially, we celebrate in the church, in the U.S. church, Respect Life Month, in which every single year during this month, we are really asked to pause as one church in the whole country to pray first, but also to respect how am I contributing to the culture of life, to the culture of life. If we find ourselves in the crossroads and not knowing what to do or confused which side to take, the first question that we need to ask is, what does my faith teach about this issue? And the role of the church is to form consciences of the people in order for us to be able to decide accordingly. And there's no other way but to look at the hierarchy of values. And after learning what my faith tells me about it, am I willing to be formed by what my faith teaches and adjust my position based on what I learn from my faith? We can never go wrong if we follow that route. You know, it's interesting that the first reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians talk about Paul as a prisoner for the Lord. A prisoner for the Lord. Normally, when we think of imprisonment, it is stifling. It is despairing. It is, one is put in a very almost hopeless situation. But to be a prisoner of the Lord seems to be, not just seems to be, but according to Paul, it gives us the greatest freedom and liberation that one could possibly experience. And what is the fruit of being a prisoner of the Lord? Humility and gentleness, patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I want to be a prisoner of the Lord. You know, I don't want to be prisoner of other things that in the end render as parched, render us more unhappy, sad, or even sometimes bring us to despair. Reflecting on the words of St. Paul in the gospel today, am I a prisoner of the Lord, or am I prisoner of other things?